Hello and welcome back to season two of The Platinum Rule. We are a news update and political science playground for policies and spotlights on current things happening that can affect you or indirectly impact your neighbors. Hi everybody, welcome back to episode two. We're in week two, season two. A very eventful last week. We're going into the new year. 2021 was not messing around. We've got so much to cover. I do want to start off by thanking everyone that listened to last week's episode. We got so much positive feedback from you guys. I heard it was a mood booster, a good reminder of good things happening in the world, and well, specifically in the US, and just good catching up with us.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Mari here. Also, just want to say thank you for reaching out, and all the positivity just motivates us to make this 10 times more entertaining for you guys. So thanks for everything. Really appreciate it.
How was your weekend?
My weekend is good. You know, didn't do anything. So as good as not doing anything could be.
I am so happy we have reached this week because I get to see Amari in less than, well, what's today?
It's 4 days. Four days.
Woo-hoo! So we're being COVID safe people. We don't leave the house unless absolutely less necessary. So we're good on that end. But you guys will see us annoyingly post this coming weekend. Just a heads up.
Be ready.
Yep. All right. Well, this week we've got some new segments for you guys. We've had some time to prepare.
Intro?
We have our own phone calls aside from just recording, but one question that we wanted to just open the floor with this week was, okay, let me give some backstory. The backstory to how I got this question was, started off with me watching NPR Tiny Desk. I was watching Meg Thee Stallion's NPR Tiny Desk, and I'm like, wow, the band behind her, they look like such genuinely good people. Just those people that ooze greatness through a TV screen. And I was like, wow, they look great. I'm going to kind of go fast. Let me not talk in a fast forward voice. This is regular speed me talking fast. Heads up. So I look into them. Turns out they're called phony people. Start listening to their music. Their music is a vibe. And I go on Instagram, follow them on Instagram. I had worked a whole Friday. This was right in the middle of the pandemic, early pandemic. And so early pandemic, I had worked all evening, Friday evening, log off. And I go on Instagram and I see they're on Instagram Live. And they're like, come join us on Twitch. For those of you who don't know what Twitch is, it's a live streaming app where you get to hang out with people. Specifically in this case, it was them. So we hop onto their stream and we're on there for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And then the room gets smaller. So it started off with like, I don't even know how many people, dwindles down to like 30. And then they're like, and you can chat with them. They're asking us cool questions. And one of the questions was kind of influenced the question I'm about to ask, but they open the floor and then they're like, we want to meet you guys. Let's Zoom. And this was when Zoom was new. So we hop on a Zoom call and they just start hitting us with these deep, deep questions that got all of us thinking. So there's my spiel of the moment. I was in such starstruck moment. I couldn't even comprehend that I was on a Zoom call with this band that I had just discovered. So there's my little backstory of how I got this question. The question that I would like to open this episode with is, do you think there is anything left to experience as human beings?
Okay. So Sophia introduced the question to me pre-episode, but she didn't tell me the backstory. So this was actually like my first time hearing that as well to address that. I totally get what you mean by being starstruck. I have not experienced many moments like that, but I know that exact feeling, and you get so hyped up and you're like sweating. You're like, I feel like I know them type thing.
No lie. Like I was enjoying a White Claw at the moment. Like this was early pandemic. So I like legit was not, I just was not ready to meet these people. And they're so cool, down to earth.
Right.
So cool.
Well, to address the question, I think there are a lot of things that could and will be experienced by human beings, but I have a caveat. I personally believe in multiple realms of the universe, but I don't think that they occur simultaneously, if that makes sense. So yes, technically in another universe, something that is undiscovered in this life has already happened in that life, but I don't think that cancels out the right for something to be deemed new in this life. Kind of a non-answer, but...
You're very like a philosophical answer. My answer is based on the principle. I think as human beings, whether you're experiencing the unique experiences that come in feelings, so whether you're experiencing joy, sadness, anger, jealousy, hate, I don't think at the principle of the matter of whatever situation or person, place is bringing you that emotion, I don't think at the principle base of it, we have much left to experience as human beings. I think whether we're experiencing jealousy from maybe in terms of job, in terms of career or possessions, I think that just started off with cavemen, like being jealous of foods they didn't have or, I don't know, just things like that. I just think that at the principle base of emotion that is invoked in human beings, we've seen as human beings, those before us have experienced situations like, although they didn't have the technology or access to materials or whatever, we just have convenience nowadays. Convenience and research, we have a tool at our in our hand 24/7. So yes, we are, you know, evolved as human beings, but I don't think there is anything that we haven't seen or experienced yet. And I want you guys to think about this, and maybe in your next dinner or whatever type of sesh you want to have tonight, ask this question and see what everybody else thinks in that circle.
Absolutely. Alrighty. And I guess that wraps up our intro. Let's head into our next segment. So the next segment we'd like to introduce to you guys is called Headliners. Self-explanatory. We're just going to read through a couple current events and news updates, and that's that. So Sophia?
Perfect. First one up is the New York Times reported U.S. lost 140,000 jobs in December. It's the first employment decrease since April. And mostly due to restaurants and bars that drove the decline by cutting 372,000 jobs last month, according to the Wall Street Journal. What was the shocking part of this was 100% of these jobs lost were women, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The 140,000 total loss because at the same time while women lost all these positions, 16,000 men gained jobs in the same time. So these industries hit hardest were hospitality and retail, especially the clothing and accessory stores. So crediting that most of these industries are populated by women, counting for the job loss. So definitely a loss for women in the month of December. And they didn't all happen in December, obviously, but definitely not a good standing point for women going into 2021.
Heartbreaking. Another headliner that I would like to include is a COVID-19 update. Johns Hopkins has reported that 4,000 individuals have died from COVID in a 24-hour period, which is a record high in the United States. This devastating statistic hopefully gives people a reason to wear a mask, social distance, and best of all, stay home. All of these actions can truly help these women and others rejoin the workforce in the long run.
Yeah, just remember you're wearing your mask not for just the health aspect, but it has been affecting our economy and job stability.
Truly.
All right, another major headline of the week in the Wall Street Journal. House Democrats begin efforts seeking to remove Trump. They introduced the article of impeachment with accusation of inciting insurrection.
And the House will vote Tuesday night, calling for Vice President Pence to use the 25th Amendment, which basically would be saying that the current president is not fit for office.
For our last one, we have the New York Times reported the Chief Capitol Police resigned. Chief Stephen Asund?
Stephen Asund.
However you say his name, made the decision shortly after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on him to resign. It is stated he was also facing pressures from Capitol Police Officers Union urging him to step down.
Adding on to what Sophia said, these events are reflective of a much larger issue. The mayor of D.C., the governor of Maryland, and Nancy Pelosi, who is the Speaker of the House, all called on the Department of Defense and were all denied help. The National Guard was not present until over an hour after the initial incident. There are now investigations occurring to address this issue, but it's still pretty terrifying that the Department of Justice just kind of let this occur. And one other thing that I wanted to mention really quickly is DC being granted statehood in the United States. As of now, they are a district and a mayor presides over the district. Because a mayor doesn't have the same power as a governor, they cannot deploy federal policing without approval, which is why the mayor of DC is demanding statehood legislation to be drafted within the first 100 days of Biden being in office. This would also allow DC to have a senator and House of Representatives, but I can get into all of that and why that's important on another date, but just kind of wanting to explain why DC didn't get the help that it needed when it needed it.
All right, and that's a wrap up of the headliner segment for this week. Thank you for bearing with us through that. We had a lot going on in this last week, so we'll be sure to include this headliner segment from time to time in our episodes just to keep you guys in the loop. We'll just hit you guys with some hard headliners.
Absolutely. All right, we're moving on to our next and new segment.
Woo!
So we would like to introduce a new segment called Phone a Friend. It's pretty self-explanatory, but once in a while we'll call a friend, simply ask them a question, listen to their answer, and then respond. On a more somber note, this week's topic will be about the heinous events that occurred on January the 6th, 2021. As most of you know, the Capitol building was breached by a large group of domestic terrorists. No one knows their intentions, but they were armed, dangerous, and yards away from national representatives of both the Senate and House of Representatives.
We want to just bring this segment in for you guys. I'm sure many of you are tuning in today, ready to hear our recap of, you know, what happened last Wednesday. But one of our goals this time around for this season was to bring in something new and fresh. And that is for us going to be phoning friends that may not sound identical to us. They're going to be bringing different perspectives and something that you wouldn't hear from me or Amari. So, well, I'm going to not just dive into this. We're here to pass the mic and just listen in on what others have to say.
Yes, we don't want to live in an echo chamber and neither should you all. So that's definitely the main goal of Phone a Friend.
Definitely practicing what we're preaching and listening to your neighbors. So here is our Phone a Friend segment.
Hello.
Hey, Lauren. Just a heads up, everybody. I let Lauren know that I was going to be calling her. She agreed to be on the podcast. I went to college with Lauren, and weirdly enough, when we met in college, we found out that we both grew up in Sacramento, and she attended a school not too far from my house, and we ended up going to college together, same sorority, spent the next 4 years together. Yeah, so we have since kept in touch, and I just wanted to get a recap from her this week. So let's just dive right in. She's down.
Hey, Lauren. Thank you so much for agreeing to be featured on this week's episode of Phone a Friend. To start off, can you describe what's happening right now in the US/America from your perception?
So I think the main thing to focus on what's happening in the United States of America right now is, let's take the emotion out of it. Let's take Biden, let's take Trump out of it and focus on what's really happening with our rights and what's happening behind the scenes. What we're seeing is firsthand our First Amendment rights being stripped from us, not so much from the left side, but more so from the right. The President of the United States himself has been banned from all social media platforms. This has never happened in our nation's history. Not to mention not only the United States president, but citizens as well. Anyone who voices their support for President Trump has also been banned from social media platforms. Parler, the app Parler, is being banned from Apple as well as Google. In addition, they have submitted an impeachment for President Trump maybe even a week before he's supposed to be out of office and Biden is supposed to be inducted into office. We should be asking ourselves why. Why is this happening? I mean, he's supposed to be out of office soon. The left has supposedly won.
Mm-hmm. I see. So what are your thoughts on the media?
The media is known to lean towards the left. They are controlled majority by Democrats, rather. And that should make people question the information that we are given.
I don't want to impose, so feel free to pass, but where do you find yourself on the political spectrum?
Now, I don't have anything against the left. I'm kind of more so in the middle, but this is about basic human rights and these checks and balances that need to occur in order for the United States of America to continue working properly. There can never just be one side to a story. We have to hear both.
Yep. No, I totally hear you. Do you have any other thoughts on the subject?
Now, here's the big picture I feel like a lot of Americans are missing. This whole Democrat versus Republicans thing. It didn't used to be that way. Democrats and Republicans used to coexist harmoniously for hundreds of years since our founding fathers came to America and established democracy here. There are differences in opinion, as there always are differences in opinion.
So what issues do you recognize currently, and what has happened in our history to lead up to this point?
Now, if you really take a look at America's history and what's gone on in the last 20 years or so, you will see evidence of a communist agenda establishing roots within the United States of America. We are, as everyone knows, in a huge debt to China. China is a growing force in the world, and at this point is probably the strongest, and we're in debt to them.
You're making your point of how we got to this point. So how do you think people move forward from this?
I think that people are kind of wearing rose-colored glasses with everything that's going on right now.
What do you mean by that?
In the sense that they're ignoring some of the really hard evidence out there that indicates fraud and lies in America right now. The fact that people are being silenced for their opinion. The fact that voter fraud was confirmed.
So what direction do you see our nation going?
This country was established by our founding fathers as a free democracy. And I think what people need to recognize is going on right now is we're heading backwards. We're foregoing our freedom, our rights, our liberty for socialism. Socialism is essentially communism.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for being on our episode this week. To just wrap this up, what is your takeaway, or what is something that you want our listeners to really think about after hearing your messages today?
So to conclude this, I really urge people to take the emotion out of this. This is not about Republicans. This is not about Democrats. This is about a new world order that is forming. It is taking place right underneath our noses, and nobody is seeing it. We are Americans. We are supposed to stand together. And they have pitted us against one another because it makes it easier to take control when a nation is divided. I really urge people to take a step back from what you think that you believe and try to see things from a different perspective. Do your research. Don't listen to everything that you see or hear. A nation divided falls, and that's exactly what's happening here. We're Americans. This is a democracy, or at least it's supposed to be.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for taking the time out of your day to respond to these questions and be featured on the Platinum Rule. And that's that. Thank you guys for returning and tuning in. We'll be back next Tuesday.
As we'd like to emphasize, we're just here to spark something for everyday people who do everyday things that have the magic to make differences everywhere.
With that being said, if you're feeling in the mood, please choose to share this episode, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram if you don't already, @Platinum Rule Podcast.
Until next time,
bye.